When it comes to brewed beverages that Wisconsin is famous for, you probably think of beer. But we're no slouch when it comes to root beer either. And now the Wisconsin Dells is home to a new museum celebrating the history of root beer and some of the local brands that made their mark over the years. Reed Andrew is the owner of Root Beer Revelry and the Museum of Root Beer. Reed, welcome to Central Time.
It's great to be here.
And also with us is Vince Payne. He's co-owner of the museum, and he's been gathering root beer-related items since he was 11 years old. His collection is on display. Vince, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Reed, let's start here. You worked with Vince and his collection to get this museum going. What got you into root beer as a thing, not just a drink that you might choose?
Well, The story that I can't resist telling is growing up reading the Peanuts comic strip and seeing Snoopy throwing back root beers in Woodstock's nest or on his doghouse or pretending he's a World War I flying ace. And it, for some reason, it made root beer cool to a young mind like mine.
So Snoopy wooed you into the root beer realm.
He was Joe Cool. So he made root beer cool, and I eventually discovered that I could tell one brand from another when I tasted them. And then in college, I started collecting cans and bottles, and it just became an obsession from there.
And you just, where did you keep the cans and bottles if you started collecting them?
Well, they started collecting on the top of the refrigerator. And later on in college, I was married, and my wife, Amy, just loved to see them collecting in the living room. And eventually, I think they went to the garage, and it's just been a management challenge for collecting these old cans and bottles, but so much fun.
We are talking about a new root beer museum in Wisconsin Dells that celebrates so much of more than 2,000 brands of root beer throughout a 135-year history of the drink being available commercially. And you are listening to the Ideas Network. We're talking with Reed Andrew, who's the owner of the Museum of Root Beer and Root Beer Revelry. And ahead, we will be talking with Vince Payne, who has been collecting root beer memorabilia and has that on the display at the museum. And Reed, what do we know about the origins of root beer and how it developed into its current form?
Well, it's such an American drink, but settlers from Europe came with their own recipes of brewing medicinal teas, they used to call them, T-E-A. And Native Americans had their recipes and ingredients also. So this drink has its roots, no pun intended, going way, way, way back.
And what role does Wisconsin play in this history? Are there brands that hold a special spot?
Yeah, in the museum, we have a tasting bar, and you can visit us and really get a taste of Wisconsin and Midwest root beers. The brewers, the traditional breweries in Wisconsin, have taken upon themselves to develop gourmet sodas, and root beer being one of the chief beverages. So, yeah, we have six Midwest root beers on tap, Sprecher, Point, Bloomers, 1919 from over in Minnesota. So it's a real Midwest taste test.
And you mentioned that you could taste the difference there. All root beers are not made the same. There are different flavor profiles out there. Is there a type of flavor you really gravitate toward, Reed?
Well, for me, it's got to be cold. It's got to be sharply carbonated. And for flavor, though, I like pure cane sugar as a sweetener and some vanilla in there. I like the creaminess.
And, you know, we're going to be talking about ice cream just ahead. What are your thoughts on a root beer float?
Oh, it's so good. And We serve floats right off the taps, and we also invite people to explore different types of floats, like a key lime soda over vanilla, or an orange cream soda. You can really make a float out of a lot of the gourmet sodas that we carry.
Oh, fun. All right, so Vince, what about you on the root beer float front? Is it a nice root beer treat that feeds into, you know, your love of root beer, or does it take away something from the drink?
No, I think it adds to it. I probably have always gravitated more toward a root beer float made with a soft serve vanilla ice cream. It's kind of, I just like that better. I think it tends to blend better, and the last bit of the float just be the best. But, you know, as long as it's a good quality vanilla ice cream, vanilla bean ice cream, and of course, you know, a very good root beer on top of it. There's so many to choose from. So I think it really brings out the uniqueness of a root beer when you make it into a float. In addition just to trying different root beers and profiling different root beers and tastes and flavors, which I've always enjoyed.
And Vince, I understand you started collecting things related to root beer as a kid.
Yes. When I was 11 years old, I started my root beer collection, although I had root beer earlier than that. as Reed mentioned, 1919 from Minnesota was one of my first root beers that I ever tasted when I traveled up there. My mother's side of the family, and my mother was born up there, and so that was a staple visiting up, you know, the grandparents and having 1919 root beer. That was my first venture into root beer. So I always loved that flavor. And then obviously when I was 11, I started collecting bottles, and some of them were root beer. And as the museum highlights, talking about my start in the collection, I had a bunch of bottles, some broke, and the only two that survived was two root beer bottles, which I still have, and that started the journey. And then as I grew up older and started traveling around for work, started realizing there's other root beers out there from other states and other cities and towns, and I'd go to stores and buy them and try them and bring them home, and that just started me collecting bottles and cans, then that led into starting to collect other things when my wife found some odd things that I never thought about collecting. And then the collection grass roots took off from there and just started collecting anything and everything root beer for the past 41 years.
And Vince, were you like Reed and used them to decorate your living room, or where does your collection live before so much of it wound up in this museum of root beer?
Well, for the longest time, the collection was in boxes and just stored because I had no place to ever display them, you know, growing up in you know, apartments and rental places and stuff. I never really had a place to display them until I bought my first house. And then I put all the cans and bottles out on display in the garage for the first time. And then I had to pack them all away when we did a remodel, and they got stored for another 4 or 5 years of everything. And then I bought my second house, and I finally had a whole basement to put everything out on display. And that's when I realized how much I had and how much I still needed to get. And then literally turned the whole entire first level of my house basement into a museum of itself. And that's where it started.
And now it is in the Museum of Root Beer. And Reed, what do you want people to think about or to feel when they check out the Museum of Root Beer?
Well, it's a piece of Americana. You'll hear that. And one of our slogans is everybody has a root beer story. It's pretty much unfailing that somebody has a connection from their early life, or from their childhood, and a brand that they really relate to, or a memory of going to the drive-in, or their grandparents making homemade root beer at home from an extract. Mm-hmm. And I hope that people come to the museum and reconnect with those memories and realize what a rich history root beer has as part of America, and we'll throw Canada in there because North America is really the main geographical place where people enjoy root beer the most.
All right, we'll bring Canada along with us. Reed and Vince, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Reed Andrew is the owner of Root Beer Revelry and the Museum of Root Beer in Wisconsin Dells. Co-owner Vince Payne's collection of items is on display there. It's open from 11 to 6 daily, and you can find out more at museumofrootbeer.com.